Good morning, everyone. It's Tiffany, the Miracles Coach, your go-to girl for all things miracles. This is your Monday morning miracles message, and I am super excited about this podcast. It's only my second one. Last week was my first, and I was extremely nervous. I hope it didn't come through too much on the recording, but I'm just really excited this week to get started and to share everything that I know with you. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here. And I also want to send a special shout out to all of you who took time to listen last week and to send messages to me to let me know how much you enjoyed the podcast and, you know, how much you got from it. That means a lot. You are the reason I do this. You are why I do what I do. And without you, there'd be no podcast. So I just want you to know how much I appreciate your support and you taking the time out to join me to hear these podcasts. And I hope you get everything that you need out of them. I'm going to get started, but I want to just share a little more about myself before I do. I am a miracle manifestation coach and a law of attraction specialist for women entrepreneurs. And of course, your go-to girl for all things miracles. And I'm all about helping you learn how to effectively apply the principles of the law of attraction so that you can elevate your life, transform your circumstances, grow your bank account, you know, grow successful and amazing businesses, and basically manifest everything that you've ever desired with the power of your own amazing mind. It's something that a lot of us really don't realize that we have. We have an amazing power. We are co-creators with God in the universe. And so we are able to basically create anything that we want, anything that we put our mind to, literally. So it's so important to understand that power. And today we're going to talk about how to ask for miracles, how to ask for what you want, and how to get crystal clear on those intentions so that you can basically manifest everything that you want. So the very first thing that I'm going to talk about, of course, today is clarity, clarifying that intention. So clarity can make or break your ability to create. In my opinion, it's basically one of the most powerful steps in the miracle creating process, because the miracle creating process and, you know, the law of attraction process is basically asking, believing, and receiving. And so, like I said, today we're going to talk about asking, and we kind of talked about all of that into seven steps last week. And I'm just going to go a little deeper into some of them, into the asking part this week. So the very first thing, and I think one of the most important parts of that process, is asking. But it's also one of the simplest parts. I mean, the law of attraction as a whole is pretty simple, but yet complex at the same time. I can understand why it hangs people up a lot. But for the most part, asking is the simplest part, because it's really not hard to just ask. You know, you can just say, okay, I want this, and, you know, move on with your life. But it's important to be clear. So I want to think about that for a moment. If you don't really know what you want, you can't really expect to manifest it. So being crystal clear on what you truly desire is so important. It's not about what you should want, or what your parents think you should have, or what society says you should have. And, you know, oh, you're 35, so you should be married by now. Like, what if you don't want to be married? What if you don't want children, or whatever, you know? So it's really all about what you want and making sure that what you're asking for is what you indeed want. Because if it's not what you want, you don't want to manifest that. You want to, you know, leave that for somebody else. So it's not necessary to worry about things that you don't want. And that's another thing. And we'll get into that in just a moment. But so the asking part of your journey is all about your dreams and your desires. I think it's super important to write them out. I really am big on writing them. But, you know, really, there are a lot of different ways you can ask. You can do it through prayer, journaling. Some people say you should say them out loud. You know, put a time frame on it. You know, you should have a vision board. And all of those things are important, I think. I don't discredit any of them, because I just believe that they're all important and they all play a part, you know, but they're not sketched in stone. If you decide that you don't need a vision board, you don't have to have one. I didn't have one, and I manifested, you know, a ton of things. So it just depends on what you're comfortable with, I think, and you should just go with what you want. And then you can also go with throwing everything at it, like Denise Duffel Thomas would say, you know, just throw everything at it and try it all. You know, I literally would have probably stood on my head if they told me that that would work in all the books that I read, because I was just really determined to make the law of attraction work for my life. And it did. It only took me about 3 months to start really seeing amazing things happen. And so I know anything's possible. So getting clear on that intention is number one, making sure that you really, really know what you want. Like I said, taking time out to really decide what it is that you really want is key. if time, money, and skill were not relevant, what would you do, be, or have? What would you accomplish? What would you set out to do? Think beyond what you can currently see and what's possible on your own. Because remember last week I talked about, you know, when you make that connection with God, you create that synergy that propels you into miracles. So you don't really have to focus on, you know, anything but what you actually want. And the other thing I would focus on is why you want it. So like, for example, you want a house. Okay, the reason why you want a house is because you want to have a better life for your family, or your family needs more space, or you want your own business because you want to help people change their lives, or because you want to make more money. And it's nothing wrong with wanting that. But a lot of times when it comes to money, what it's really about is what's deeper, like what you're actually going to be able to use the money for. So focus more on that. So like, for example, if money is something that you want, why? Do you want to travel more? Do you want to be able to give your children a better life? Do you want to be able to, you know, start a business? Do you want to buy a new car? Like, focus on the things that you want to do with the money more so than actually focusing on the money. That's so important. And so, you know, just making sure that you know what you want. It's deeper than money, because you can say, I want more money, and you can manifest the dollar tomorrow, and the universe has done its job. So it's like, oh, well, I sent you more money. There it is. But that's not what you want. You want a specific amount of money. So if you want a specific amount, ask for that amount. Now, I love the saying that Abraham uses when basically they say you can manifest a castle as easily as a button. And that's so true. Like, you can literally manifest $1 million today if you really wanted it. But a lot of times there's some sort of blockage there, and you're not going to be able to just manifest $1 million right off. So, you know, sometimes you might need to start smaller, and we'll talk about that later in some later podcasts, I'm sure. But for the most part, focus on you want, on what you want, why you want it. Okay, never ever ever do you focus on the how. The how is not your business. What's your business is asking for what you want and why you want it. You don't focus on the how. That's God's job. That's the universe's job. And they'll bring it to you however they see fit. But you just focus on what you want. Okay? So let's talk about focus also. Focus is huge, because focus, it can really also play a big part in your asking. So what we focus on expands. That's a really popular law of attraction saying. And what that basically means is regardless of what it is, whatever you're focused on is what you will manifest. So you say, I want a job, or I want more money, or I want a house, but you're focusing on the lack thereof, then you're not going to manifest what you want. You're going to manifest more of what you don't want. So for example, if you want money and you're focused more on the fact that you have credit card debt, then you're going to grow more credit card debt. When you actually start focusing on money and what it's going to feel like to pay off that credit card debt, or what it's going to feel like to have more money and what you're going to do with it and all that kind of stuff, that's what's bringing the money into your life. That's what's going to manifest what you want. Same thing with the house. I remember when I wanted to manifest a house, you know, our space was getting really tight where we lived, and, you know, it was small. It's not a really small place, but it was small for us because we're a growing family of five and we were kind of busting the seams there. But I didn't focus on how small it felt there, or how I didn't have enough space in my cabinets for food because I didn't have very much cabinet space. And, you know, I didn't focus on the fact that, you know, everything was tight. What I focused on was, oh, I can't wait until I get into my new house because I'm going to have all this cabinet space, and I'm going to have a walk-in pantry, and I'm going to have, you know, bigger rooms and bigger closets to store things and all that stuff. Like, that's what I focused on. I focused on the good part of it, the good feelings, what I wanted to feel when I got there. And I started feeling that before I actually got there. And that's something that I'll go deeper into in the believing process, and probably in the receiving process as well. It fits in all of them. But just remember to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Because we have the power to manifest anything. So if we are focused on a negative, we are going to manifest that. And the whole point of learning the law of attraction is to be more intentional about what you're creating, and not just creating, you know, random stuff. Our minds can go at 100 miles an hour, and we can be thinking about so many different things, good and bad, and we can literally manifest them if we sit and think about them long enough. So just keep in mind that what you focus on expands. So what you want to focus on is the good. And while we're talking about the good, I'll tell you a little bit about asking as if you already have something. So, for example, I would ask for things in a gratitude journal. When I was, you know, manifesting my house, what I would do is I'd write in this gratitude journal like every day. And I'd basically say things like, I'm so happy and grateful that I have this huge house that has, you know, all this square footage and has huge walk-in closets and tons of cabinet space and beautiful hardwood floors and beautiful granite countertops. Like, I would really get into the feeling and I would get into the gratitude of having this house like I already had it when I had no idea how it was going to manifest. I just felt good and I just knew that it was coming. It's something in me that just knew that this house was coming and that it was going to manifest. And so all I thought about was how much I was going to enjoy it and all of the good feelings that were associated with it. But I just stayed into that gratitude space. And we talked about gratitude last week. I told you it's one of my favorites. It's one of the very first things I learned, you know, coming out of depression, and it's just really served me well. And so I share it with everybody and I tell everybody that I think it's one of the best things in the world, because it is. There's no way that you can, you know, be in a negative space and feel gratitude at the same time. Feeling gratitude automatically makes you happy. It puts you in a good mood because you're thinking about how amazing it is to have all these things. And if it doesn't put you in a good mood, there's a deeper issue. So you want to, you know, look into that. But for the most part, if you're really grateful and if you're really feeling the gratitude, you're going to feel good in response to that. So it's important to focus on gratitude and ask for things like you already have it, in a sense. Thank, you know, God for it, and thank the universe for it before it even comes into your life, and you'll start to see it manifest, okay? And then the last thing is about visualization. And, you know, I talked a little bit about vision boards earlier. Vision boards are really great. I don't have any physical vision boards, but I have this obsession with Paris, and so I plan to go there very soon. And so I decided to make a Pinterest board with tons of pictures of Paris on it, and the Eiffel Tower especially. I have pictures of hotel rooms that have the Eiffel Tower basically, you know, out, like you could look out the window and see it. You know, I have pictures of the Eiffel Tower itself, of the locks, of Love Bridge, and, you know, all of those things that are in Paris that I want to see. It's the only vision board I've really made. But I have done other visualization type exercises. Like, for example, I'll do meditations where I can, you know, visualize certain things. I also did, when I was manifesting my house, I printed out like a lot of pictures of one that was, you know, what I wanted. I, you know, made copies of the floor plan and I put it all into my little, you know, manifestation box so that I could, you know, start the process of manifesting it. And, you know, visualization does work. Keeping what you want in front of you is really important. Like I said, it doesn't necessarily have to be a vision board. It can be lots of different things. Like I said, you can print pictures of what you want and just, you know, hang them around your office, or you can, you know, put it as your screensaver, or like I said, you can make a board on Pinterest, which is one of my favorite ways of doing it. Visualizing is a great form of asking. It's a really great way to ask for what you want. So asking with visualization is a really good one, you know, using your imagination basically and just really sitting and thinking about and visualizing and really feeling into those feelings. Feelings are so important. And like I said, I'm really going to talk about feelings a lot in future episodes, but right now we're just wanting to focus on the asking part of it. And those are great ways that you can use to ask. The law of attraction is, like I said, it's pretty simple, and it's not something that you have to spend a lot of time trying to figure out. You kind of just do it. You just ask, you know, for what you want. So like I said, write out those goals, journal them, you know, print pictures, make a vision board on Pinterest, say them out loud, put a time frame on it, meditate, like whatever works for you, try them all. And if they all work, or if you feel comfortable doing all of them, do all of them, throw everything at it, and you'll start to see how miracles will start to happen in your life. All right. So that's basically it for today. I think I've shared everything that I wanted to share with you. And next week, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into the believing part of the process. So I'm going to share what I know about that as well. But in the meantime, I really want you guys to really think about those desires. Start thinking about some things that you want. And like I said, write them out, or start planning, because you can really manifest anything that you want, that anything that you put your mind to, really. And so it's really possible. And I know that if I can do it, anybody can. And so I know that it's possible. I just want to thank you again so much for listening. This has been your Monday Morning Miracles message. And again, I am Tiffany, the Miracles Coach. You can find me at themiraclescoach.com. You can also find me on Facebook at The Miracles Coach. If you just search The Miracles Coach, you will pretty much find me anywhere by typing that in. And you can find me on Twitter at Coach Tiffany V, on Pinterest at Coach Tiffany V. And I also have some private pages on Facebook that you could check into, like The Miracles Lounge, also Miracle Entrepreneurs. So if you're looking for me, that's where I will be. And again, you can just reach out to me on Facebook or any way that you find to reach me. I would really love to hear from you. If you have any comments or questions about today's episode or any future episodes, anything that you'd like to know, I'd love to hear from you. And so, like I said, that's all for now. I will talk to you next week. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.